All right, guys, we're going to talk NBA Finals 2019, where you got the Golden State Warriors versus the Toronto Raptors. Now, listen, I'm biased. I'm definitely a Golden State fan. I'm from Peoria, Illinois. I went to school at Peoria High School, same school that Sean Livingston went to, so I'm a little biased. And just letting y'all know that as a disclaimer before y'all get on me about this, but I've always been a fan of my hometown people and of basketball just in general. So, but anyway, I wanted to talk today about the NBA Finals. Now, at this point, we just had Game 5 last night. Today is Tuesday, June 11th. But last night, it was a barn burner. Let me tell you, it was a great game. And folks, listen to me. If you're a sports fan in general, you just know that that was an excellent game. Now, it had its highs and its lows. It was bittersweet because, on one hand, my Warriors, they won the game. On the other hand, Kevin Durant, he got hurt. And they're saying he had an ACL injury. So that is a major injury, which will definitely keep you out 12 months. So you can't even play basketball next year. You have to wait till the following year after that when you tear your Achilles, which is the muscle connected to your calf in the back of your, on the back side of your leg there, down, past your, the bottom part of your foot area. So it's really unfortunate, but again, it was a great game. Prayers up to KD, though. I don't want to be insensitive about that. Prayers up to KD and his family. I really hope he recovers fast. But again, it was a great game. The Warriors won 106 to 105. Came down literally to the last, I would say, three shots because Steph Curry came down, hit a three. Then Klay Thompson hit a three. It went where Steph Curry hit a three. Yeah, and then Klay Thompson hit one. And then Steph sealed the deal with his last three. Now, for any of you who question Steph Curry's toughness, that's a slap in the face right there. You know, you got people like Max Kellerman on First Take saying he's weak, he never comes through in clutch situations. Listen, how can a two-time MVP who's got three championships be weak? And no, you have to have mental toughness. You have to have strength. And after my Warriors win, this will be one of the greatest comebacks in NBA history. Now, down 3-1, it's down to 3-2 now. We can go back, take this to Oracle Arena, which is going to be historic because it's the last game in Oracle Arena. Because they have a brand new Chase Arena in downtown San Francisco. But across the bay in Oakland, it's going to be the last game in Oracle Arena. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be historic. I believe the Warriors will pull that off. Then we'll head back up to Toronto for the real championship game, which will be Sunday, this coming Sunday. So game six is going to be Thursday night. And then game seven on Sunday. So we're all looking forward to, this type of excitement this time of year, especially me as a basketball fan, because, I mean, it's just going to be excellent basketball. It's going to be, great energy in the air. You got all the celebrities there. You got, people from all over the world reporting. But I feel like it's just going to be a great, great historic game. You got... And giving credit to Toronto, they won three games already. Kawhi Leonard has been lights out. I mean, absolutely lights out. A lot of people didn't realize he's already an NBA champion, but he is an excellent player. He's definitely in the top five of the NBA players that are currently leading in. And not only points, but also in just flat out leadership, I just say. I mean, he's unstoppable. hard to guard, and he's a two-way player. He plays both great defense and offense. So when you got people like that, it's, you know, he's definitely giving the Warriors problems, but the Warrior strength in numbers, hey, I love it. They're playing as a team, and that's all they can do at this point, especially since KD is out. Now, listen, I just wanted to tell you guys also that I think the best part of this series is not only the speculation of, you know, KD's hard, this and that, you know, they try to make a storyline about that. But I did want to talk about as well that I think that KD did come back a little bit too early. Now, a lot of people didn't know the whole situation. No one's, you know, privy to that information, and they keep that all within the team. But I felt like, listen, don't come back out there, KD, if you're not 100%, because there was the chance you could re-injure yourself. Now, you know, everybody was questioning, you know, they were driving the narrative that, you know, he's weak, he's soft, he don't want to help his team, he's abandoning his team, he's not really that hurt because he's, you know, he's there and this and that. But insiders like Jalen Rose said this morning on First Take that he knew that KD wasn't ready. It was a bad decision. He saw that, you know, as being an NBA player himself, that he wasn't, you know, fully ready. But KD, on the other end, you know, he's a competitor. He wants to play. He wants to be out there. He wants to help his team. And I'm not mad at him for going and doing that as a fan. But as a human being, as a person that, you know, beyond the basketball, you don't want to see nobody go down like that, you know. And now he's going to have to rehab and get back. But thank God, you know, it will happen. So things like this, you know, I'm just saying from my personal standpoint, yeah, I wish he never would have came back. I know the Warriors definitely benefited from him coming back because his 11 points, which he scored, you know, 3 three-pointers and 2 free throws, he was absolutely flawless, didn't miss. Definitely his 11 points assisted in helping them get that 1-point victory yesterday. So my hat is off to him. My prayers again are with him and his family. And I'm telling you, this is just going to be a great series. I feel like, you know, with all the speculation, with all the talk, the proof is in the pudding. This is being set up to me as one of the classic, you know, 3-1 comebacks, down 3-1 comebacks. And it's going to be historic if the Warriors can pull this off. I really feel in my heart of hearts that they can do it. You know, it's going to be a whole team effort, but I really believe they can do it. So that's my take on the whole situation. And I really hope you guys enjoyed. And, you know, just give me some feedback on Facebook. My name is Ryan Elder. And you can give me some feedback. I'll post this on Facebook and on my Instagram as well. I'm at Blessed1X by God on Instagram. So give me some feedback. Let me know what you think about this. I would love to hear your take on the situation. All right. You guys have a great day. Bye.